Mars is an extreme planet. It's rocky, cold, and apparently lifeless. So how difficult would it be to grow something there? As part of the Mars One project, which intends to send colonies of people to live there beginning in 2024, there is a science component which involves germinating seeds in 2018. Miguel Ferreira is on the scientific team because he won the university competition to take part. He joins us by Skype. And can I take it you're not going to Mars yourself, but just sending the payload? Is that it?
Yeah, we are going to send our experiment as a part of the unmanned lander mission of Mars One in 2018.
So what is your idea? How are you going to do this?
Well, our idea is to send and germinate the first plant seeds on Mars. So we basically want to try and recreate Earth in a tiny greenhouse that is of the size of a shoebox or something. And we really want to keep it simple and provide the seeds with the conditions that are needed to germinate. So we will try and have the same pressure that we have on Earth, the same temperature, the same atmospheric composition, so that we can germinate the seeds under controlled conditions on Mars.
All right, take us through the steps. So tell us a little bit more about the packaging that you're going to have in the payload, and then what happens when they land on Mars.
Well, when the lander lands on Mars, we will activate our system. We will start heating up the seeds and also the water that we are going to use. And when everything is at the right temperature, we will inject the water, and that will be the trigger to the seed germination. So we are just going to use water, and the seeds will be glued to a membrane. So we are not using Martian soil or Earth soil, really keeping it simple. And when the water touches the seeds, it will trigger the germination. So the seeds will start germinating, and the plants will start growing, and we will record everything with photos that will be sent back to Earth.
So what do you know about the air? You mentioned you're going to have your own soil and you're going to have your own water. What do you know about the air there?
Yeah, the Martian atmosphere is quite different from Earth. So we are going to use the same atmospheric composition as there is on Earth.
Is this computerized? Because obviously you're not going along. So how are you going to be giving the commands?
Yeah, we have to control everything from a distance. And basically, when it lands, we will give the trigger for the whole system to start working. And it will have to be engineered and kind of autonomous because we won't be able to control it directly.
What are you growing and how long is it going to take?
We will start by growing Arabidopsis thaliana. That is the plant model, the most common plant used in biological experiments in the lab. And it's a really good plant because it's very small. It has really small seeds, so we can take a lot of them to be sure that we will germinate something. And it's also good because it has already been used in space, in the International Space Station. Obviously, it hasn't been used yet on Mars because we have never taken plants there. But it will be interesting because we can compare the results that we have from the seeds growing on Earth with the seeds growing on Mars and also with the seeds growing in the International Space Station.
Are you optimistic? And if it does work, what would be the next step?
I think that it's possible for it to work because we have seen plant seeds and plants growing in space. We only have to provide the adequate conditions. And it will be interesting and might be important because if we think about eventually colonizing Mars, our astronauts or colonizers will need to eat and will need to breathe oxygen. So plants can produce both these things.
Miguel Ferreira and his goal of germinating seeds on Mars. Good luck.
Thank you.
Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.